USA News. I'm Tim Berg. As the war rages on between Israel and Hamas, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says a strong offer is on the table for a ceasefire and that it's on Hamas to accept it.
I can tell you that we're intensely engaged every single day, almost every single hour, with Qatar, with Egypt, to see if we can get a ceasefire agreement that will get the hostages out, get more aid in, and create a pathway perhaps for a more lasting, secure solution.
The House of Representatives is passing a bill that could eventually lead to the banning of the social media app TikTok. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter tells Fox Business he's proud of his fellow colleagues in the chamber and argues they sent a loud and clear message to the rest of the world.
We're not going to shun our responsibility of protecting our homeland, of protecting our citizens. Instead, we're not going to let a Chinese Communist Party-owned app operate here in America.
Concerns are growing about the U.S. dollar's status as a reserve currency as China continues to make deals with other countries using their own currency. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen describes what measures the United States is taking to counter these efforts.
We continue to run an economy where we have a commitment to low inflation and solid economic performance, and that underpins the dollar's use as a reserve currency.
The trial of a Michigan father charged in connection with the deadly school shooting carried out by his teenage son is heading to the jury. James Crumbly is charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter and the deaths of four students at Oxford High School in 2021. The shooter's mother, Jennifer Crumbly, has already been found guilty on the same charges. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. That's 800-540-9750.
Several counts in former President Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case are being dropped, following testimony from Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis about her relationship with the prosecutor she hired to help oversee the case. Former President Trump's legal team is weighing in.
I wish that all the counts had been dropped because that's probably what should have been. I mean, at least it was a step in the right direction.
Trump attorney Elena Haba on Fox News, the counts dropped alleged that former President Trump and his cohorts solicited elected officials to help overturn the 2020 election results. However prepared any nation could be for a nuclear war, Russian President Vladimir Putin claims his country is. USA's Ryan Daniels with more.
The comments were part of a campaign message several days before the presidential election in Russia, where Putin is all but assured to secure his victory. In an interview aired on Russian television early Wednesday, Putin said he would consider it an escalation of tensions if U.S. or other Western allied troops showed up as combatants on the ground in Ukraine. When asked if Russia is ready for nuclear war, Putin said his military is prepared, but he told the everyday Russians watching at home and those foreigners watching abroad that he does not necessarily see nuclear war on the horizon.
President Biden hit the campaign trail on Wednesday, the president speaking in the battleground state of Wisconsin. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.